Hello and welcome to the Vistamilk podcast. I'm Emer Ferguson, the Education and Public Engagement Manager at Vistamilk SFI Research Centre. During the course of this podcast series, we will introduce you to some of our fantastic researchers and the work they do here at the centre. We hope you enjoy. So, hello and welcome to our next edition of the Vistamilk podcast. I'm here with researcher Zong Weng, and we're going to have a quick chat about some of the work that he does here in Vistamilk at Tyndall. So, Zong Weng, you're very welcome this morning. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm all right, good. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. The weather is lovely this morning. It feels like the summer.
Yeah, it feels like summer. Yeah. It looks like summer, but it feels like winter, actually.
Yes, I think I agree. It was -2, I think, this morning when I left my house in Cork. So, it's a little bit cold. But thank you for your time this morning. So we're here in the beautiful Tyndall National Institute this morning, visiting researchers such as yourself. Firstly, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Yeah, thank you, Fur. So my name is Zhong Zhang, and I have been in Ireland for 5 years. I started my PhD degree about 2 years ago in 2020, just before the city was locked down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a crazy time to start a PhD.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. Nothing began with people, so that's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah,
gone. It's okay.
Definitely.
And currently, I'm a third year PhD student. I'm starting to design some projects with ICs, for example, the sensor interface, whatever, something like that. So
okay. That's
my research area.
Very good.
Yeah, I finished my postgraduate, basically master's degree at UCD about 2 years ago in UCD, and then I transfer here for my continuous study.
And how do you find Dublin versus Cork?
I think they are really beautiful. They are all beautiful. Yeah. Dublin is much larger than Cork, and Cork is more peaceful, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Personally, yes. I like peaceful place. Yes. It's a good place to study.
Yeah, there's nice open green spaces. Go for a walk, enjoy nature. Yeah,
exactly.
It's really lovely. Yeah,
yes,
very good.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, say, the work that you're doing here today at Tyndall, PhD.
Yes. So basically, our project is to design the next generation sensor interface for detecting concentration or to monitor the quality of the liquids or, for example, milk.
Mm.
And basically, it's a circuit that can be used to do lots of things, including the agriculture applications, environmental protections, whatever, something like that.
Okay, so and was there a particular reason did you choose this agricultural application, or did it kind of, because it's got such a variety of applications, is it very general at the moment or very specific?
Currently we're targeted for only liquid,
mm-hmm.
only to detect the concentration or the ions in the liquids. But in the future we're going to extend this function to a widely application.
Okay.
And the reason why we choose this, I think, is because it's really useful in Ireland, particularly in Ireland, because Ireland is a country who has the big agriculture applications and products. So we're going to make some contributions to improve the quality of the agricultural products. That's the reason we chose this topic.
And are you familiar with agriculture from your own training or time at, you know, your own personal experience, or is this a new area for you to be researching?
I think this is a new area for my research,
okay.
A brand new research.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as you said, the perfect place to do agricultural research in a country like Ireland. So very good.
Yes.
So Zong Weng, you've talked about the interface, you've talked about the applications.
Mm-hmm.
What's an average day like for you?
Normally, I will go to the lab maybe around 9 or half 9, just the beginning, and continue study and work and doing simulations, whatever, the whole day. And after 5, I will go home and maybe do something I like.
Yeah.
I like to do it, yeah.
And what, do you have any pastimes? Do you have any hobbies that you enjoy?
Yeah, I have a hobby. I like playing the piano really much. Yeah. I practice 1 hour per day to have relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, music can give people the peaceful mood all the time.
Exactly. I play piano as well. Not
really?
Not every day, not for every hour, but or for 1 hour. But I miss it so much. I loved piano when I was growing up. It's such a peaceful instrument. And yeah, you get into the zone, I find, after you've learned a piece. It's a beautiful meditation. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, and do you have a piano here in Ireland or a keyboard? Or
I just a digital piano because I'm renting a room and I'm sharing the house with other 5 roommates.
Yeah.
If I get a real acoustic piano, I think that would be disturbed disturb others sleeping. Yeah. And
So I suppose, nowadays you can put headphones on when you're playing. So.
Yeah, similar to that.
So clever. Yeah, I have just an upright piano at home. So yeah, I disturb everybody.
You're so lucky you have an upright piano.
So lucky. It's lovely. Yeah. But so that's one of your pastimes. So what brought you here to this point in your life? So were you interested in science when you were younger, or how did you get into a PhD?
Okay, so I got interested in science and engineering when I was in middle school, actually. Mm-hmm. It's purely because my physics teacher, and he is really, really good at teaching students, that students get involved in the class. Mm-hmm. And he always showed us lots of interesting experiments, and gradually the students will get interested to that. And after my middle school, I choose science as my study for high school study, and then choose physics as my major in undergraduate study. And during the study in college, I gradually found that ICT science is very interesting because we can do something on our own. Mm. If we have an idea, we can implement or use our hands. Mm. This is actually really great. Mm. And after graduating from my university in China, and I go to Ireland for postgraduate study, and I was working in a really good research lab at UCD, I got the chance to do the real ICT design, to design the chip.
Yeah.
And after that, I think I still need some time to learn more details, to be more professional, so that I can do some contributions in industrial or to the human being in the future. That's the reason I choose PhD for my study. Yeah.
Wow. So I think you've really, here at Vistamilk, education and public engagement is so important. And one of the main things that we found is the importance of teachers and mentors and positive role models for young children. Yeah. So like that, as you said, physics, it was a particular teacher who nurtured that with you. And here you are today. Wouldn't it be fantastic to go back to that teacher and say, hey, look at me now?
Yeah, of course.
Really cool. Very, very good. Very good. And what's the next step for you after your PhD? Would you like to stay in research, or what's your plan?
I prefer to go to industrial, because industrial is more practical oriented. Mm. Yeah, we can focus on the products and do something in reality to the society.
Okay.
Yeah, research something is to verify the idea and to lead the industrial, or to provide the guidance to industrial.
Mm.
But there's a big gap between the research and the industrial.
Yeah.
I prefer to do something practically.
Yeah. And have you been able to attend many conferences during your first 2 years or 3 years?
Yeah, there are lots of conferences actually, but not the top conferences.
Yes.
I'm still struggling for top conferences.
It will come. Give it time. Very good. And are you have you published any papers yet?
Yeah, I published one in MDPI last year.
Mm.
It was talking about the model for electrochemical sensor,
okay.
Which is the model we're going to use to do the circuit simulation, to do the analysis, which is a very familiar model.
Okay.
Yeah, and now the paper has, I'm not sure, maybe hundreds or thousands of views.
Wow, amazing. That's the scientist dream, isn't it? To have other people using and referencing your paper and stuff like that. So really good. And tell me a little bit about the team that you work with. Who are you? Who is your principal investigator?
Okay. I understand the principal investigator is my tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my tutor is Dr. Ivan Cornell, and he's really responsible and a nice person.
Mm.
Yeah, he always has patience on me. That's more important.
Yeah.
And guide me step by step.
Mm.
And I also have some seniors and juniors friends or colleagues, and they are really helpful as well. And the seniors can guide me on some detailed operation, for example, how to do the simulation, what's this.
Mm-hmm.
And tutor will give me the guidance on the direction, if you are going on the right way or not.
Yeah.
That is more important. Otherwise, we'll be wasting time.
Yeah. What I love hearing from researchers is that it's about teamwork. And I think a lot of younger people, when they hear about scientists, they think they work on their own, they work in the lab, they are experts at everything.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that comes out from these conversations is there's a team, there's somebody that you can ask for advice, there's somebody who's an expert in something else and you can collaborate.
Yes.
So I do love that, and I think Vistamilk, it's so important that we collaborate between different sites and different disciplines.
That's true.
Yeah. So like you would in the Vistamilk sense, you're collecting the data, right? You once your interface is developed, you'll be able to monitor concentrations and things in milk. So with that data, what's the impact? Once we can gather this data, how will this affect farmers, industry, other applications? What will the impact be?
Okay. Basically, it depends on how good the sensor is. If the sensor is bad, let's assume if the sensor is bad, then we cannot get the real concentration of particular ion or whatever, and then we cannot get the right information because of the bad sensor. So our job is to improve the performance of the sensor to make the results more accurate. Basically, the measurement should be somehow like if we have a concentration liquid, we know the concentration in advance, then we use the sensor to detect concentration to see if they are matched.
Yes.
If they are matched, so this is a good sensor. If it doesn't match, okay, let's do another job.
Yeah, exactly. So you're really talking about how sensitive it is and how much you can get it as accurate as possible.
Yeah, that is professional terminology. Yeah, yeah, the sensitive and the resolution. Yeah.
Yes, brilliant. Yeah. And you talk about ions. What types of ions are you measuring and why would you measure those ions?
Actually, we haven't decided yet what particular ions we're going to mirror because Tyndall has a sensor and has a particular ions liquid to mirror. So our target is just to verify if our sensor is working well or not. That's all. Yeah. But normally, I'm doing the sensor interface, not the sensor. So the sensor will be particularly to a particular ion, but the sensor interface doesn't. It can be compatible with any sensors. So we don't care much about what ions we are going to mirror.
Yeah. Very interesting. I'm learning so much. I'm a physiologist in my background, so I'm at the other end, you know, where I'm using these sensors, but not how you develop them. So it's fascinating stuff. It's really interesting. And here at Vistamilk, what are some of the benefits of working in a centre like Vistamilk as opposed to working just in one lab? Do you see other colleagues? Do you get to interact with other people? Or
I think one of the advantages is that Vistamilk will organize the whole flow of the work. They can organize the meetings regularly to make sure the progress is on the right way and to provide the help and the resources to assist the research. For example, if I need some help from agricultural experts, then they can find a way to let me to meet them. Yes. That is really important because I'm an IC design engineer student. I have no idea about agriculture. And I have no idea about electrochemical reactions. So the assistance and information from those experts will play the key role at the beginning and to the end for my research.
Fantastic. Have you any advice for somebody considering a career like you today?
Haven't yet, actually. I think maybe... Yeah, this is a good question.
it's a point of reflection where you think back, if you were to meet your younger self back in physics in high school or in middle school, what would you tell them to get to this point in your career?
I think to find the true love they have, this is important.
Yeah.
Because I think love and the enthusiasm is the best teacher for doing things great.
Yeah.
That is my opinion. Because in that case, we will try our best to find a solution to overcome all difficulties and to make something new, to do something great. So I think that's the key point. And never lost that.
Yeah, that passion.
Yeah,
it's so important because I think people don't realize, you know, a PhD, it can be 3, 4, 5 years sometimes.
Yes.
It can be quite challenging to keep that motivation and that passion because things don't always work right and there will be challenges and changes. So I think if you have that love from the very start.
So there are 2 times that the PhD will feel really happy. The first is that they got the offer. They feel really happy. The second time is they graduate. That's only 2 times.
Don't say that. No. It's true. It's a long slog. And I think people don't realize that, you know, that it can be quite a lonely, you know, sometimes when you're, especially in a lab, if your equipment and everything is just for you and you're not in a big lab with other people, it can be quite lonely. But you seem to enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's we are really enjoy the process between the beginning and to the end.
Yeah.
That is much more important.
Yeah.
Because during this period, we have the encouragement and the be brave to do the things we don't know.
Yes.
Be brave to embrace the failures.
Yeah.
That is the most lesson we learned during the PhD study, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Yeah. I think I mispronounced your name at the very start. Can you say your name one more time?
Of course, yeah. My name is Zheng Zheng.
Zheng Zheng, okay, because yeah, I think I called you Zhong Wing at the start.
It's okay.
Zheng Zheng.
I know you're calling me, that's important.
That's the most important. Yeah. So Zheng Zheng, thank you so much for your time this morning. Yeah. We've really loved our chat. We've learned loads about you, your time, and your PhD. So I really, really want to thank you for taking part in the podcast.
It's my great honor to be here, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Vistamilk is focused on innovative pasture-based dairying and is co-funded by Science Foundation Ireland and the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. To find out more about our research, visit www.vistamilk.ie or find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook or LinkedIn.